This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United States is sending Ukraine two surface-to-air missile systems, four additional counter-artillery radars, and up to 150,000 rounds of 155-millimeter artillery ammunition as part of its latest weapons packages for Ukraine, the Pentagon said Friday. The assistance package is worth about $820 million. Germany's energy regulator has listed priority areas that would have protected access to power if there are severe gas shortfalls this winter, ranging from households and hospitals to pharmaceutical companies and paper producers. Russia blames technical difficulties resulting from sanctions for Nord Stream pipeline flows being halved in recent weeks, though German officials say the cuts are retaliation for Western sanctions over the invasion of Ukraine. Health authorities in Africa say they are treating the expanding monkeypox outbreak there as an emergency and are calling on rich countries to share the world's limited supply of vaccines. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma has more.
Monkeypox has been sickening people in parts of Central and West Africa for decades. But the lack of diagnosis and weak surveillance means many cases are going undetected across the continent. Now, in an effort to avoid the glaring equity problems seen during the COVID-19 pandemic, local experts want to be able to address monkeypox as an emergency so that it does not cause more pain and suffering and get quicker access to vaccine stocks. Vaccines have not previously been used to try to stamp out monkeypox epidemics in Africa. Officials have relied mostly on measures like contact tracing and isolation. I'm Charles de la Desma.
For more on monkeypox, Ukraine, and all the other news of the day, please visit us at VOA.